Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. So, I am feeling a little playful today, and it's nearly Christmas on planet Earth, and I just wonder, what's your perspective on Christmas? I want to ask you, what would you like for Christmas, Mexicans? Now, I know that's a ridiculous question, but that's okay.
The idea of wanting is not a concept we understand, being one with all that is, and not having an ego that is tricking us into believing that we are not one with all that is. What would we wish for you as beings having an experience of being in the physical realm? We would wish you to know that you are loved and that you are love. You are pure essence of Great Spirit.
And yet many would say, as they look at the world, it does not seem that way, Mexicans.
The world of form is in many respects dominated by the collective ego energy that believes in separation, believes in scarcity and limitation. And the wish we would have for humanity is that it would raise its vibration, that humans would be more connected with who they really are, and to question these programs that run, that cause these effects that are so unpleasant for the human self, as seen from the non-physical perspective, they are neutral. There is nothing that can happen in the physical realm that can cause any harm to the inner being.
That's a radical statement.
And we also acknowledge that what happens in the physical realm can be very unpleasant and difficult to endure, painful physically and emotionally for many, and yet within every
unpleasant situation, there is a gift. There is an opportunity to create again. For example, with events that are traumatic to the human self, they can be overcome. They can be let go of. Challenges that are faced, such as perhaps severe illness, that's one example, where perhaps the prognosis is bleak. It is possible to ask the inner being for its assistance. And the assistance may come in the form of radical healing. Many examples of this happening. And the assistance may also come in the form of acceptance of the situation. And even if this is the end of this particular chapter, to have peace with what is happening, rather than to be fighting it, to accept that this is indeed time to move to the next.
So peace with what is, which is ultimately what we all desire to have on the inside, is peace.
And what denies a human being from having peace is to be fighting and arguing with the current situation. If one can accept that beyond form they are infinite and eternal, this human version of the inner being is not who they really are. It is a dreamlike state to be in, a dream where temporarily there is amnesia, forgetting who they really are. And so our wish for humanity would be to connect with Great Spirit, the inner being, as an expression of Great Spirit, and to live life from that energy. And to notice the transformation on the level of physical effects that would come about.
And it's curious you say that, because what comes to mind is so many look to change the effect, the outside world, on any particular topic, rather than looking at the looking inwards.
Yes, there is a tendency to blame others rather than acknowledging one's own part in the co-creation. And when a human is experiencing effects that are unpleasant, this is entirely due to the energy that they are aligning with.
So let me ask you a question from Evelyn. It feels like it's the perfect time for this question. How do you see the times that we live in, is what she asked. Can you paint a bigger picture of where we are headed with the planet and humanity?
We would not make predictions about where humanity or the planet are headed. From our perspective, we would say that the planet will always be fine. The planet has adjusted to many changes in its history, and life will continue on planet Earth in some form. Whether that is with or without human beings as part of that, who knows? It is dependent upon the free will that humans have to choose. And the choices that are made from scarcity and lack and a belief in separation lead to competition for resources, lead to conflict, wars, and you can see the suffering that comes about for many as a result. The insatiable ego with its desire for more, 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 more money, more possessions. The belief in more always being better means that the demand for resources is continuously increasing, and therefore changing the ecosystem, changing the delicate balance of nature, it is not inevitable that the story will end in disaster for the human race. It is a possibility, and perhaps before it is reaching the end of the story, that humans will realize what they are doing to their home and adopt a more inclusive approach, a more heart-based, loving approach to each other, to the planet, to the other inhabitants of the planet.
It's funny as you say that, there's like a couple of things come up. The first is that I've heard you say so many times that when we look to change the effect, i.e. the physical in the world of form, without changing the energy, it's not sustainable, is the first thing. And often as humans, we get really focused on the effects and changing the effects without looking at who we are being. And so the other thing that's occurring to me is you talk about everything being neutral as seen from the inner being perspective. So as soon as we have judgment of any other and their apparent choices, then the ego would rather look at the other, but it is for us to look at ourselves and who are we being in that space.
Yes. And many do this, and many more do not. And it is a good time at this point in human history for more awakening to live life with greater awareness and greater sense of responsibility towards self and others. There is, for the ego, a gaping hole that it is looking to fill constantly. There is this sense of emptiness within the human self that only the inner being can satisfy. And yet the ego, with its senses, its limited understanding, looks to the outside world to find fulfillment and happiness and joy, how it wishes to feel and experience life. And it is impossible to find these qualities through physical effects.
And so as I listen to you, what occurs to me is that really, if we are to raise our awareness, be more aligned with the inner being, that's potentially, I use the word solution in inverted commas, because as seen from the inner being's perspective, there are no problems. But that would be the solution as seen from the ego's perspective. And also, I know for Andy and I, the more that we are on this journey, that there is more contentment and less need for stuff to entertain the ego, perhaps. And that is for me, and that is not to dismiss the pleasures of the world at all. What it's feeling like for me is there is a changing relationship with the pleasures of the world.
Yes, there is certainly that opportunity for all to experience. And many do when their situation becomes so intense that in desperation they surrender to the inner being, which can help them to navigate their situation and help them to become more aligned with who they really are. As seen from the non-physical perspective, whatever occurs in the physical realm is neutral. The whole experience of being in a physical body is an illusion.
Okay, you just bounce from one radical thing to an even more radical thing, Mexicans.
We apologize.
Just laughing. I'm sitting with the radical idea of everything is neutral, and then you upped it.
We understand that this is a radical concept, and yet you cannot make a statement like everything is neutral without explaining why everything is neutral.
Of course.
And everything is neutral because this is like a dream, this experience that the inner being is having of apparently being in a body, apparently living in the world of form. It is like being at a theme park, and there are these choices to be made and these different experiences to be had. And that is what the inner being is doing. It is constructing the rides that it would like to take and the ways in which it would like to know itself better. And so many of the rides are quite terrifying. And yet, very enjoyable from the perspective of knowing that you are always safe. Nothing can happen in the world of form that can do any harm to the inner being, which is who you really are.
And yet, from the ego's perspective, this feels really real, and I know that through my history, this ego has got so bent out of shape about so many things that appear so real to it.
And we would say, do not trust the senses.
Another, oh, this is the Christmas gifts of the radical statements.
Yes, the senses are showing the human self what appears to be happening. And what appears to be happening is not what is really happening.
Mm.
The senses are creating an experience for the human self. And it is malleable. It is possible to change the experience, but not by trying to change what is out there, because there is no out there.
I love it. You're now just being playful, right?
It is like a movie that you are taking part in. And there are other players. There is a director. And the director is the greater part of yourself, the inner being. And the inner being has written the script to some extent by designing these bespoke programs that come into play. And the inner being is enjoying the experience of the adventure, not knowing quite how things will play out.
And I know from the journey that we have been on and are on with you that the less we are tricked by the senses, do not trust the senses, perceive the energy, the more freedom we can access in any moment.
The energy is always the true indicator of what is occurring and is the creator of what is occurring. We have spoken about cause and effect. The energy is always the cause, and the effects show up in the physical. Similarly, with communication, words are how humans communicate predominantly, and yet they are unreliable in as much that they are open to interpretation. Whereas each word represents an energy and a much more powerful and accurate way to communicate is through energy rather than through language. And for some, this is possible. In fact, for anybody, this is possible. Some actually do practice this, engaging with the energy of the communication rather than taking the words at face value and applying their own interpretation.
Mexicans, there are, it feels to me, so many gifts that you have given us in this short conversation. So many topics that we will come back and dive into and explore more with you. As we bring this episode to a close, what final words would you have for us?
This season is when many will take a break from their livelihoods, their jobs or businesses, and will have an opportunity to reflect on the year gone by and perhaps there will be time to sit and connect with the inner being and to receive some wisdom or guidance, perhaps relevant to the year to come. And we would say this would be a very wise use of a little time during the holiday from the daily busyness and to perhaps go back out into the world aligned with a different energy, aligned with the inner being more, and to be curious about how life might unfold.
Thank you, Mexicans. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We send you our love.
And we send you our love. Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.